just block you. Something has to change. If you want to raise a Moses, you can't be training your kids like a chicken or an ostrich. The failure to be a parent with courage will result in a generation of turkeys with no manners, ideals, goals, or dreams. Like an eagle, you have to demonstrate or model the behavior you expect. The eagle knows the way and shows the way. He also develops the young eaglet. He will not let his offspring lie around eating and getting lazy. He pushes the eaglet out of his comfort zone. I want to meet Moses' parents in heaven. They raised a courageous eagle. I know he ran in fear and ended up in the desert for 40 years herding sheep. But in the end, Moses was God's man for the hour. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 24 through 27. Because Moses had parents who invested in him and a God who directed him, he overcame four issues that paralyze most people. Who am I? Hebrews chapter 11, verse 24. What choices should I make? Verse 25. What really matters? Verse 26. What is my purpose? Verse 27. Because of their example, Moses was willing to make the tough choices. The cynics of the day would have said, "What a waste. He threw away all that education, political power, and influence to live in the wilderness." He could have had greater influence if he had stayed on the inside. But God had a higher purpose for his life than being a politician in Egypt. When I read of the choices Moses made and consider the options he had, I think of the man of God described in Psalm 1, verses 1 through 3. As a young man raised in a wealthy family, William Borden made significant choices that cause us to remember him to this day. Every young man at some point has to decide, will I live for myself or for God? There's only one right answer to that question. William Borden was faced with a difficult decision after graduating from high school in Chicago in 1904. As heir to the Borden family fortune, he received a trip around the world as a graduation present. During his travels, his heart was burdened for the people hurting throughout the world, and he decided to become a missionary. As friends scoffed at his idea, Borden wrote in his Bible, "No reserves." Borden headed to Yale University and quickly stood out from the crowd, though not due to his massive wealth. A fellow student noted, "He came to college far ahead spiritually of any of us. He had already given his heart in full surrender to Christ and had really done it. We, who were his classmates, learned to lean on him and find in him."